Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way? I mean, what kind of a choice is that? At Geico.com, everything's easy. Easy to see how much you could save on car insurance. Easy to go paperless by automatically paying your bid online. Easy, easy, easy. So visit Geico.com today. Of course, if you prefer the hard way, I guess you'll have to go someplace else. Sorry, I just don't get it.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here because a lot of people helped me. I'm here because a lot of people believed in me at a time when I was struggling to believe in myself. Not only is it possible that you can live your dream, is it necessary that you call forth your team and surround yourself with people that you can learn from and grow from? You must work on yourself and monitor yourself and train yourself. You've got to begin to take total responsibility for the outcomes that you want to produce in your life. Oh, but let us say together with power and conviction, it's hard. Put your team and surround yourself with people. Living a dream, you must work with yourself. Changing your life. Train yourself. It's hard. You've got to begin to take total responsibility. It's hard. When you lose all your money, when you've given it the best that you have, it's hard. When you have some major setback, it's hard. The doctor looked at me and said the three horrible words no one wants to hear. You have cancer.
It's hard.
To mobilize my mind and spirit, to listen to tapes and music and read scripture and be around other people and seeking out other prostate cancer conquerors to believe that I could do this. It was hard. Never forget, my son says, Daddy, are you going to die? Why are you asking me that? You're not going out much. You're not the bubbly personality that I know you to be. You're not talking much. You're spending a lot of time in the room by yourself, Dad. Are you going to surrender? Are you giving up? Are you going to let that doctor's opinion become your reality?
Daddy, are you going to die?
Will my daddy see me graduate?
You're not going up?
Yes, son. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to fight.
No, I don't think it's my time yet. I'm going to see you graduate, but more than that, I've got some other things that I'm going to do with my life. And I thank you for asking me that. But I must tell you that I'm scared. And I've never been in this situation before. I'm scared. Scared. It's been easy for me to talk to people and encourage people when they've had challenges in their lives, but it's me, and I don't feel less than a man in admitting this to you. Yes, I'm scared, and I need some help, but I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And ask for help, and don't stop until you get it.
Don't stop.
See, life is hard. There's some moments in life when you're going to need some help. You're going to need somebody to speak to you. You're going to need somebody to say something to you. I have a friend of mine, Willie Jolly, who's a motivational speaker. He said, a setback is a setup for a comeback. I had to listen to Willie's tape. I have another friend, Kevin Brace, who's a speaker. He said, Les, come on, man, you can do this. You can make this happen. You can hit a home run. It's a done deal. You are Les Brown. That cancer's got to get out of your body. I said, talk to me, Kevin. Talk to me. That's what I need to hear. I needed to hear those words. I don't care who you are. Many people won't allow themselves to ask for help because of pride. Pride cometh before a fall. Because of ego. Ego means edging God out. No, ask for help. Not because you're weak. but because you want to remain strong and ask for help and don't stop until you get it.
I need it. Here, go, work. I don't care who you are. Energy people won't allow themselves to ask for help. Because of pride coming to fall. Because of ego means edging God out. No, ask for help. Not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. Ask for help and don't stop until you get it.
Good evening, everybody. We seem to be having a few technical issues in regard. Okay, that's all sorted. But good evening, everybody. And welcome to another edition of It's All Good Radio. And this week, we have a special guest with us. And this guest is Ashira Hart, a therapist who uses the power of sound and frequencies for healing purposes. So this is going to be a really interesting one, guys, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know the first thing about this. It's news to me, but we're going to find out tonight really what it's about and how it can help you and I to actually improve our lives. So, Shira, are you on the line?
I'm here. Hi, Adi.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. You know, as you know, thank you for joining us on It's All Good Radio. And yep, as the radio show says, it really is all good. So right now I'm feeling great, you know. And like I said, thank you for joining us on this cold, cold evening. Isn't it getting colder by the night?
Oh, my God. It was actually snowing on my way home. So, yeah, I don't know whether we're going to be up for a snowy night. But I absolutely love snow. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because... Yeah, it was snowing where we were. Where we are, me and my partner, we were going to go out this evening, take baby Kai and my six-week-old son out, and we were just walking, and it started snowing. We looked to each other, and we said, nah, not a good idea. So we decided to run back home and jump in the car because it just wasn't happening. But, yeah, anyway, so like I said, tonight is really about, you know, sound, you know, learning about how sound can heal the body. So before we actually go into all of that, Shira, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. Okay, well, how I got into sound, I suppose, is a good place to start. I started off as a singer. I was singing in jazz. And
I had to jump in there. So you was a jazz singer, huh?
I was a jazz singer, yeah. I was singing standards in the clubs in London, yeah. And basically, I then went, my pianist then became my manager, and I got into pop, and then I went into some more alternative music. And I basically just reached a point where I really got that sound was really great, you know, for people to celebrate, come together, all that kind of stuff. But I just felt like the most of the music out there was quite hollow, in the sense of if it's formula, then it's kind of not touching people. And so I was asking the question, well, if sound's a powerful catalyst, then what is a good sound to give the body? And that's really where I've got onto my path now. I'm just really passionate about it as a tool, because I look at everyone on the planet and we're so disconnected from our bodies, out of tune in so many different ways that can manifest as whether it's poor breathing or lack of a good posture or out of touch with their body in terms of not eating the right food, or just too much in our heads and not feeling good in an energy level and all those kind of things. So, I'm really excited about what I do. It gets me out of bed in the morning.
That's always a good thing, right? So let's just take a step back. For those out there who may not have a clue what sound therapy is, and I'll be honest, to a certain degree, I know a bit about it, but not much. So what really is sound therapy?
Okay, well, it's basically the idea of giving a certain energy to the body. I mean, if you think about life, everything is energy. Everything around us is energy. Everything inside us is energy. And most people don't necessarily appreciate that. But you can liken the body to like a computer, you know, and that computer is either running optimally, you know, or if it gets dogged with viruses or something and that comes along, then it slows down the performance. And, you know, same like the body gets sick, it's not able to function as it should. And if you then have, a computer engineer come along or some antivirus software, you load it up and it spots the virus and it clears it out and then, bam, the computer's working again. Sound frequency is like that, because if you hit the right frequency, then it speaks to that vibration in the body which isn't working, and it helps bring it back into balance. So it's a bit like, if you can liken it to a tuning fork, you know, like when you think about a guitarist. When a guitarist, you know, before he goes on stage, what does he do? You know, he tunes his guitar. So it's a bit like that. So you're basically tuning the body back to its natural state. And from doing that, then the body comes back into alignment.
Wow. I mean, I think that's a kind of good analogy that you used there in regards to, you know, reconfiguring or clearing the viruses on your computer. I guess to a certain degree, you know, what do they say? Disease is the fact that our body is out of alignment or some form of, you know, needs some form of adjusting and tuning in. So I kind of get it from that point of view. Now, I was having a look on your website earlier on, obviously needing to get a bit of understanding about sound therapy. And on there, it mentioned something, said something, so let me just read this. The frequencies of the, and I may pronounce this wrong, which I'm sure you'll be able to correct me on, the solfeggio are found in the book of numbers in the Bible and are based on the blueprint of the universe. They also correspond to measurements of the earth and New Jerusalem. Well, what is that?
Okay, so the book of numbers in the Bible is really interesting, because it's called the book of numbers because it literally is a book with numbers. And what I mean by that is that there are codes inside it. There was a book put out by my ex-partner who it's called The Blueprint of Creation, and you can find it on Amazon. And it basically looks at, it's taken the work of Dr. Peter Plichter, who put out a book in 96 called God's Secret Formula. And this wasn't coming from the Bible area, although there was another book that came out in relation to that, Healing Codes, written by Joseph Paleo, Dr. Joseph Paleo and Dr. Len Horowitz. But anyway, Dr. Plichter, he went into finding a blueprint, and it was quite a groundbreaking book, and it's not really even talked about, but if everyone knew about that book, it would be like, he actually has a great quote in there saying that if a blueprint is then presented to the scientific community, it would be the death of atheism, because a lot of people out there like to think there's no creator, but actually there is a blueprint, there is an invisible tapestry that links us all. And so if you're basically taking that blueprint and you convert it into sound and you give it back to the body, it's like saying, hey guys, this is your original software, let's reload your system software and get you back to you know, a really blissful state, and a state where you're completely in balance, and then your whole life falls into, you know, complete alignment, and you're doing what you love, you're doing what you need to be doing, and you're grounded, you're physically here, you're not stressed, you're in a loving relationship with yourself, with others, and the whole thing basically sorts itself out, you know.
Okay, we'll touch back on that in a minute. But in the meantime, the chat room is actually now open. Hooray! As you know, for the last previous shows, we had some technical issues with that. But that's now working, so do feel free to join us in the chat room. And if you've got any questions for Shira about sound and how it can actually help to improve your life, please feel free to post them then. Or maybe you're the type of person who likes to hear the voice or hear the sound of your voice, and we would really like to hear the sound of your voice too, especially since this show tonight is about sound. So in that case, you might decide you want to phone in. And if you do, the number to call is 001-347-215-9504. And that number again is 001-347-215-9504 to join us live with some questions for Shira regarding sound healing. Okay, so I heard everything that you just said there, but, you know, isn't all this sound therapy stuff a bit of New Age tree-hugging Wicca-type stuff?
That's such a good question. Thank you for the question. Well, you could say that it is, certainly for anyone who's out there who's listening who's not familiar with sound therapy, it may sound a little bit too out there. But actually, sound therapy is already used in the medical community and has has done, you know, has been for quite a few years. You take something like lithotripsy, that's a sound therapy which is using frequency to dissolve kidney stones. So instead of someone having invasive surgery, they can actually have pure frequency played to the kidneys and it helps release the stones non-invasively. And I just think that's great because you're giving the body something without having to go for surgery. You know, who'd go for surgery if they knew that was an option?
So what you're actually saying is it's not some new age stuff, and that sound therapy is actually being used in the medical institutions and the hospitals, etc.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, other examples would be something like Rife therapy. In 1930s, Royal Raymond Rife invented Rife therapy, and that's been a cure on the planet for 80 years, but most people don't know about it. Electroherbalism as a medicine is the use of frequency, and it's been around for a long time, and it's amazing for things like if you have parasites. Dr. Hilda Clark, she pioneered a Zappa, and that's using frequency to get rid of parasites. You can we actually, my US partner Judy Cole, she's doing amazing work with frequency and water clearing algae in the ocean, because the acidity of the ocean has been raised, and it's causing these algal blooms which are growing out of control and blocking out the light, and so robbing the water of oxygen. And so it can be used as an environmental application as well. You know, it's not just someone sitting and listening to a crystal bowl and getting blissed out by that. It's actually a far wider application and modality.
Great. Wow. Interesting. So, you know, that's one of the great things about this show here is I have the opportunity to learn stuff that I didn't know before. So, you know, what I'm hearing now is actually that from what you're saying, it seems that it's actually kind of recognized on a wider scale, and it's not just restricted to some new age stuff as I previously thought. Okay. So I believe you mentioned before that you've done some research with a Dr. John Rogerson that proves sound healing really works. Do you want to share that with us to give us a better idea?
Yeah, he's been amazing. He's a biophysicist, and he's been hugely supportive of my work. He's an inventor of a biofield energy scanning system called EFI Photon Pro. And if anyone's interested, there's an amazing series of scans on my website and on the Solfeggio Tuning Fork page. And basically, that's a way of showing through software. So, for example, we took a photograph of you and you emailed it to me. We could put it through the software, and what it does is it shows the other spectrums of light which aren't visible to the naked eye. And so you can do a before and after shot, and the shots on the website there, they're showing before and after, and this, bearing in mind, is one session. And if anyone is having a chance to look at it now, the first pictures show before, and in some cases, in every case, you've got an aura which is, for want of a better word, is compressed. It's not balanced. It's got more focus up in the head area of the body, and then there's a lot of congestion where you've got blues and reds opposing each other. This shows where there's congestion in the physical body. So it's showing you what's going on in the physical body in addition to what's going on in the surrounding biofield. And basically, he was amazed with my work because he said, I've never seen such a short, you know, such a quick effect on the physical body in such a short space of time. And if you have a look at the scans, then you can actually see that there's been a lot more balance brought, a lot more light into the field, and congestion is cleared in the physical body as well.
Okay, so, I mean, whilst you were talking about that, it reminded me of a book that I read ages and ages ago. Maybe you've come across it as well, some of the listeners. Was it the Celestine Prophecies?
Yes.
The book which was talking about that we all have a kind of aura and an energy field around us, and it's only possible to see it under certain lights or certain under certain different lights or tones, whatever. Is it along the same lines, or have I just gone off totally on the Adishikoya tantrum?
You are absolutely right that it is that. It's just having technology help us see those other spectrums of light which we couldn't ordinarily see. So, yeah, it's absolutely the same thing.
Okay. So, in regards to the laws of attraction, I mean, what we're obviously, for those of you who are aware of the laws of attraction, we know that the energy that we create, we're all our energy, you know, we're all energy fields, and therefore the frequency or the energy that we're putting out at any given time works in a way like a magnet, i.e. it attracts more like that energy to itself. So if we end up having bad things, the theory behind the law of attraction is that the reason is because we're putting out a certain vibe, a certain frequency or energy. And likewise, if we're attracting good things or having good things in our life, it's because we're on that wavelength and we're attracting more of that. So is that kind of also tying very much with sound therapy? Are we saying that this is another way to allow people to actually tune in their frequency to be on the right frequency, or for a word that most people are familiar with, to be on the right vibe, on the right level, to be able to get more of what they want in life?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you look at the word vibe, you know, what is that? We're actually saying vibration. So it's already there in the word. And, yeah, it absolutely is a tool that we can use. And what I love about sound is where the mind might be a little bit skeptical and kind of going, oh, this sounds like, you know, it just doesn't sound like it's too good to be true, maybe, or whatever. Because the skeptic in all of us, it's a really healthy muscle that we have to operate through our lives. And yet when sound is given to the body and the body suddenly goes, oh, wow, that feels amazing, and you feel a grounding, you feel immediately a dropping away of the stress of the day, or some kind of hecticness you've had, and you find yourself slowing down, becoming more present, then, you know, you realize that the mind will then go, oh, well, actually, that's feeling quite good, so, okay, I'll go along with that. You know, so in a way, it's a bit like giving healing to the body through the back door, because where the mind might stop certain levels of healing because the ego is protecting us all the time, it's a way of immediately speaking to the body, and then the body gets it, and then, you know, hopefully the mind, yeah, usually the mind will go along with it because it feels good.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you said that now. It's amazing that sometimes we've actually possibly experience things, but because we haven't labeled it or didn't put a label against it, then we may not know it to be so. And the reason why I say that is, as you're speaking, you know, I now remember the times that I've been to Hindu temples. For those of you who ever had a chance to go to the beautiful Hindu temple in Wilsden or around that way,
Sassel maybe.
No, not the one. It's the one itself, or just off the A406, that beautiful one right there that they've made out of marble that was shipped over from India. But also even in the time that I was in India as well, when traveling in India and going into their temples, being aware of the acoustics and how the acoustics are set up, and that a lot of the stuff that they do is based around some form of sound, using this word sound therapy. So you know, for example, using the word or the sound of Om and some other stuff that used in Hinduism, how powerful that can be, and also very much in Buddhism as well. Am I correct in saying that Buddhists also tend to use sound as part of the religious process, meditational process, healing process, or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing tool. And the thing is, the mind is quite a tricky one. You know, so if we get quite a busy mind, and you think about our society, we're running faster and faster. And so actually the challenge is to slow down. And if you take the example of mantra, that is a really powerful way of helping the mind come to stillness, or certainly get focused on one repetition of words. And then that enables the body to come back into alignment, because we can get quite scattered. And I think in this society today, we are, you know, it's easy to get distracted by, you know, the next bright, shiny object. Oh, and I've got to do that. And oh, and there's that. And, you know, so the mind is a bit like that. It can be a bit hectic. So sound is definitely a great tool. And I think that's why it's used so much, because there's a process called entrainment, which you can even apply just in life. You know, say for example, if you're in a room with someone who's feeling really great, and maybe you're feeling a little bit low, if their vibe is a lot stronger than yours, then you will naturally find yourself coming up to their level. because the universe likes to work efficiently, so it will lift your vibration. But if someone's actually having a really bad day and you're not having such a good day, you know, or you're having a reasonable day and they come along and they're very strongly negative, you know, in some cases, if we're not aware, we can actually get affected by that. So it's same as true, really.
Okay, interesting stuff. So once again, the chat room is open. If you've got any questions for Shira in regards to sound and its healing qualities, do feel free to post them right there. Alternatively, do feel free to join us live on air. You can post your questions directly to Shira. And the number is 001-347-215-9504. 001-347-215-9504. And we'll be back after this short...
An entrepreneur is someone who can see something and see beyond what it presents itself to be.
We are here at the beautiful Temple House, the largest house in South Beach, Florida, and we're here with the owner, serial entrepreneur, Mr. Dan Davidson.
If you look back in history and you say, you know, it was only a little over 100 years ago when people said, well, humans will never fly. When the Wright brothers disproved that theory, now you've got people that pick up the phone and say, I need to be in London tomorrow. They jump on a plane and they're in London. People used to say, when they would watch Star Trek TV shows, an example, they'd say, well, gosh, there's little things that you have in your pocket and you can talk to other people, those telephones. That'll never happen. Sure enough, a few years later, everybody's got cell phones. And now cell phones that have video and images and allow us to communicate in ways that we never thought possible. So what entrepreneurs have to realize is that life is constantly evolving and opportunities always exist. If you stick with the status quo and you say, this is as good as things are ever going to get, you'll never advance. The entrepreneurs that I've seen that are quite successful embrace the fact that where we are today is never as good as where we can be tomorrow. They always find a way to take everything and make it better. The chairs they sit on, the toothbrush that they use to brush their teeth, the comb that they run through their hair, the way they get dressed, the way they drive to work, the way they communicate. Everything they do, they say, how can I make this better? And it's an innate characteristic. How can I make this better?
An entrepreneur is someone who can see something and see beyond what it presents itself to be.
The entrepreneurs that I've seen that are quite successful embrace the fact that where we are today is never as good as where we can be tomorrow. They always find a way to take everything, and make it better. The entrepreneurs that I've seen that are quite successful, everything they do, they say, how can I make this better? And it's an innate characteristic. What entrepreneurs have to realize is that life is constantly evolving and opportunities always exist. If you stick with the status quo and you say, this is as good as things are ever going to get, you'll never advance. Find a way to take everything, and make it better.
Again, and welcome back to the second part of It's All Good Radio. And that was just a quick track for you guys out there who are building businesses and putting in the work and making it happen. You know, just a quick reminder that, you know what, no matter what obstacles and struggles come along the way, it's all part of the journey. And you know what, if you just stay focused and keep going for it, you know, you can find what you're looking for at the end of the road. So welcome back, guys, and thank you for joining us. And this evening, my guest, as you know, is Ashira Hart, the sound therapist, who's opening our minds and opening our eyes and increasing our awareness of what sound therapy is and how it can improve people's lives and help us to achieve much more of what we want to get out of life. And once again, if you want to join us in the chat room, if you have any questions, do feel free to join in and post your questions. And by all means, feel free to pick up the phone. Call in 001-347-215-9504. So, Ashira, I see that I'm looking at your website once again. I came across something that mentioned the Fibonacci sequence. And how does this actually relate to sound therapy?
Okay, well, they're not related in one sense, but they're related in the sense of how the frequencies that I work with relate to the body. So in the, I think, 12th century, there was a guy who basically in Italy, Filius Bonacci, son of Bonacci, he found that there was a pattern in nature. And through doing a lot of study, he found that that there was a pattern of numbers, and you can see that pattern be expressed in many different forms of flowers, or how a fern grows, how a nautilus shell grows, how you can see a lot of ammonites from ancient, you know, rock formations. They have this kind of spiral, Fibonacci spiral, and it's basically related to the phi ratio. It's to do with mass, and it's a little bit complex, but what's amazing about it is that our bodies, if you take something like the Mona Lisa painting, that was painted by Da Vinci, as we know, and the reason why that picture was so important was because he perfectly depicted the phi ratio in that picture. And indeed, most great sculptors and artists will always use that, because, you know, if you have someone draw a stick painting of someone and it doesn't, the ratios aren't right, you kind of go, oh, but that the top part of their arm doesn't look right in relationship to the lower part. So it's basically, you immediately know whether something's in balance. So if you take the idea of the Fibonacci sequence in numbers, and you then, it's through Dr. Peter Pichler's work, who's coming back to his prime number cross, there is a way of taking those numbers, converting it into sound, and then you give it back to the body. And so if you look at the bones in our finger, for example, if everyone puts their finger up and you measure the difference.
Which
between
one?
So any finger, doesn't matter, or okay. You can take the arm. But the finger's a good one, because you can see very clearly that there's a difference in the measurement of the top bone, say, your index finger, and then you compare that to the bone below it, and then the bone below that. There's a ratio of 1.618, and that's called the phi ratio. And that same ratio is present all the way through the body and all the way right down to the DNA. So the frequencies I work with, they're basically transmitting back to the body what it already is in sound. So it coming back to that whole idea of the computer needing to have its hard drive defragged, having the viruses cleared, and having the, you know, the reloading the system software, it's basically doing that in sound.
Okay,
does that answer the question?
So let me see if I've understood what you're saying here, because it seems very interesting. So what it seems like, or what I'm understanding from this, is that as energy beings, that in effect we are made up of numbers, but those numbers are kind of somewhere along the process converting and manifest themselves as sound. Oh, no, in terms of energy of who we are, in terms of the physical form. However,
yeah.
If you now take those numbers and reconvert them, then at their core level, you actually find that there is sound, and therefore you can use sound to actually retune the body so it's in line with the right proportions of the numbers that make up our energy. Did that just make sense?
That's absolutely it, yeah. That's absolutely it.
I'm good.
You are great.
Well done. Okay, interesting. And you're talking there about the Fibonacci sequence and the Da Vinci, and it just reminded of the Da Vinci Code, read the book,
yeah.
Dan Brown's book, and seen the film. And that's also what they talk about, isn't it? Is that there's this powerful number, which you're saying is 1.6 or whatever, which is really the kind of key to life, or underlying whatever, that the, you know, it's kind of the equation that whoever or whatever created the Earth has used that, and it finds itself replicated throughout, you know, all forms of life, be it,
yeah.
You know, actual animals or insects or flowers, whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
So from what you're saying there, it seems that sound therapy is actually quite credible and is based on scientific principles.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I really am taking the stance of going far more scientific with the work, because there are a lot of people out there doing quite, you could say, call it woo-woo sound healing. And I far prefer to really look at the science and say, okay, well, where has this been used before? I mean, if you take someone like the Russians, sound therapy has been around for many, many, you know, thousands of years, because all the ancients knew it was useful, you know, with that mantra in India for the longest time. And you know, all tribal shamanic cultures use sound. But if you look at something like the Russians in 1949, they started working with the frequency 111 hertz, which is one of the main frequencies I work with. And they pioneered a therapy, and they called it electrosleep. And it was basically really good for insomnia. And that then turned into NET, which is really good for addiction and depression, cranial electrical stimulation. So there is already quite a lot of therapies using this, you know, to help us get back in tune. So it's really exciting work. And I think that, you know, when you've got the science behind you, then it really helps people realize, oh, there is something of benefit here, and that can maybe benefit me.
Very interesting. And while she was talking about the various therapies there, what came to my mind was something that I came across a couple of years ago, which was HoloSync, for those listeners out there who might have come across it. Maybe you've come across it yourself, which is really kind of using frequencies as well, tapping into frequencies, which apparently the brain or the ear can't hear on a normal level. However, it has some healing qualities and helps to kind of realign the brain and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad you brought it up, actually, because a lot of people say to me, oh, you know, so it's like binaural beats, and that's another term for, I mean, HoloSync is a brand name, but a lot of people say to me, oh, is it like binaural? And I say, well, actually, it's beyond binaural, because you're not only with the frequencies getting a brainwave state, which is a theta brainwave state, which is characteristic of light sleep, and you can accomplish many, many amazing things, you know, in addition to relaxation, cognitive reprogramming, de-stressing, speed reading, super learning. It's like got so many benefits just within the brainwave state. But you're also balancing the hemispheres of the brain, and predominantly we're left-brained, so we're far too logical and less intuitive, less creative. And bearing in mind, obviously, it's a bit of a sweeping generalization, but generally we're you know, if we're living in the city, we're quite, you know, mind-focused. And but also you're getting a physical grounding, so you're helping your body get more planted here, you know, physically in your body, so you're not so based in the mind. Plus you're getting a tuning in on an emotional level, and you're also getting a spiritual alignment as well. So it's way beyond binaural as a modality, because it's you know, giving you all those other benefits as well. And that's what I love about it. That's what, you know, I'm so passionate about these frequencies, because they're what I would say is the best choice out there. You know, if you had to do one-stop shop, this would be it, you know.
Okay. And as always does, you know, as we're having this kind of conversation, we're talking about these things, it's just opening up other things, you know, that, you know, my mind is now making the connections with. For example, when you started talking about the Russians using the, I think you said 111 frequency to, you know, create some form of medical solutions. Also, it came to mind at that stage of time was also, you know, can't remember where I've picked it up, but because I'm always reading some stuff and always interested into deep, you know, stuff. I remember also reading that, you know, some in terms of the Russians and possibly England and America, in terms of creating weapons, have also been sampling with sound as well, seeing how they can actually use frequencies to create weapons out of them. And also what came to mind was, you know, as many of us may be aware, there was a point in time, I still think that they're talking about it now, when there was a big kind of thing around telephone masts, and that the frequencies that were constantly going out from these were disruptive to the body and therefore creating dis-ease. Is that along the same lines but on a different level, or how does that tie in?
I mean, that there are many, many uses of sound, unfortunately, in the opposite direction. And you know, it would be fair to say that most of the research that we see in the media in this country isn't independent, And indeed, you know, you can go to somewhere like bemri.org, which is an amazing source of information about Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cordless phones, mobile phones, you know, and if anyone's interested in getting advice on that, I can certainly point you in the direction of the lady who can come and look at your house and find the hotspots. And, you know, yes, we are running away up with ourselves with technology, and we're not necessarily counting the cost of that. And, you know, personally, I don't have a cordless phone at home. I use my mobile only really for texting. If I do have to speak on it, it's on the speakerphone. And you won't find a Wi-Fi router turned on in my house. I'm very careful, but that, you know, it has to be said, there's three Wi-Fi routers going through my house anyway. So even if I've got haven't got one turned on, you know, my neighbours have got blasting through. And yeah, we really need to take stock and say, hey, well, convenience or, you know, health and future brain function, because for kids who are getting mobile phones, you know, whose brain hasn't, you know, the bones haven't actually completely fused until they're 21, it's really not a good idea. But I would say, having said that we are in transition mode on the planet between being victim consciousness, where everything just happens to me and I've got no control over it, to being in full creator mode, where nothing is a problem and there's no fear, and there's nothing to fear. So meantime, we need some kind of different technology, and there's amazing technology out there which does help harmonize the impact of radiation around the body. And, you know, a bit like the yogi in India who can transmute his coffee, you know, and he's loads of three teaspoons of sugar in his coffee every day. You know, I'm sure that there will reach a point where, a bit like David Wilcox says at divinecosmos.com, he says, you know, don't worry about EMS, because, you know, God is stronger than any kind of technology that humans can create.
Interesting. Now, while she was talking there, you mentioned something about a transition. We're in a transitional stage. Would you like to expand on that a bit more?
Yeah, okay. I would like to say, yeah, we're fast approaching 2012. And for those of you who might be listening, this isn't to do with the Olympics or anything else. Just happened to be happening in that year, apart from the fact that we are reaching a gateway where humanity has an option. And some might call it the Day of Judgment, but it's not God judging us. You know, it's basically we are calling ourselves to account and say, hey, you know, are we actually out of balance? Because if you look at the planet, we're trashing our backyard, and that cannot go on unsustainably. And because we are out of touch maybe with nature as well, to a lesser or greater degree, everyone's different in terms of how much they visit nature. But that's having knock-on effects. I mean, if you take the idea of if someone saw the damage that your washing powder is doing to your rose bush, if the effluent of the washing machine were going straight out onto the earth right outside your window, and you saw that every rose bush and every, you know, plant near it was dying, that might make you think again. But because we're removed from our environment in that way, we don't necessarily make the connection. So the gateway for 2012 is basically saying, we are not fear, and our whole society is run on fear. You know, we're taught to worry about things. We're taught to worry about the bills. And, you know, we either buy into that or we don't. But it's basically an opportunity to say, hey, guys, let's wake up. Let's be God, because we are God, but we've kind of forgotten that. Let's get back to being loving with each other, loving with ourselves, loving with our body. And then we don't create war on the planet. We are inclusive. We create community. We don't have separation. And we don't, you know, hurt each other and all the incredible atrocities that are going on the planet. I mean, if any you know, other planet were looking down on us and questioning whether we were civilized, I would have to say we are just not at all, because we're not in our full potential right now. So, yes, the 2012 gateway is an opportunity for us to go, hey, let's wake up. Let's step up to the table and be all that we can be and have fun on the planet rather than trashing our backyards and trashing each other.
So am I to take from that what you're saying is in 2012, what's going to happen is that we are reaching a higher level of awareness So becoming much more aware of the impact that we have on our environment and also how we impact each other. And therefore, as a result of that awareness, there comes a point that, like we know, you know, sometimes it's easy to act out of ignorance and therefore
yeah.
you're not aware. However, when you become aware, when you reach a certain level of consciousness, you can no longer act out of ignorance. That doesn't mean that your behavior changes, but you will make a conscious decision to decide, okay, whether you're going to continue down the path that you're going or you're going to choose to take yourself down another path.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're at a point
cool.
of choice in every moment. And, you know, 2012 is the marker, and it may not necessarily happen on that date, you know, 21st of December, because there's a lot of people saying that there's a window. You know, some of the Mayan elders say that it could be up until 2015. And what's important to know is that it's not just one day that it's happening. We are, have been in that process of awakening for quite many years. You know, and it's intensifying. So if you're feeling challenges in your daily life with emotional stuff coming up, you know, that's really part of the process. And if you're sleeping more, if you've got aches and pains, our body is literally mutating. Our DNA is mutating. Kids are being born with strands of DNA. So we're going through a massive shift. So just know it's all good.
Hey, it's all good, and this is obviously All Good Radio. Speaking of which, we have a caller. So what we're going to do is go live now, and 8754, I believe that you have a question. So 8754, you are now live.
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm fine,
hello.
Thank you. Your name's, hey, good evening, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Phil Gonzalo, calling from Nigeria.
Hey, Phil,
hey,
good
there.
Evening, and thank you for calling into the show.
Okay, I'm just wondering, I'm aware. The sound effect that you talk about, can we refer that to also the tuning forks? Is that how the healing comes about?
Tuning forks is one way of giving sound to the body. I do have other things that I use. I have crystal bowls which are tuned to the main frequencies of the collection that I work with. And I also have specially tuned chimes, which also vibrate to those main frequencies, and they're specially alchemically created. So it can be anything as long as it's, you know, able to match that frequency and it's embodying that frequency, because essentially sound is just mass into space. So, but obviously crystal bowls are great as an example, because our body is made of... We're vibrating between, we're moving from a carbon-based life form to a silicon-based, and what that means is more crystalline, so we're becoming more crystalline, and so crystal bowls are absolutely great for the body, which is...
Okay, that's what I just want to find out. Thanks a lot, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for calling in, sir, really appreciate it, sir.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us? Okay, Shira, can you hear me still? Can anybody hear me? Can you hear us? Okay. Let's play a track.
You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. Joined the National Speakers Association when I decided that I wanted to speak. I wanted to be around the people that were doing what I wanted to do. I'll never forget when I saw Dr. Norman Vincent Peale.
You have something special. You have greatness within you. And
okay, guys, so for a moment there, it seemed like nobody could hear me. Can you hear me? I'm sure you can do. Shira, are you still with us? For some reason, I can't hear anybody. I don't know what's happening with the show right now. But this is technology, and it's all good. So I'm getting feedback that people can hear me, but for whatever reason, I can't hear you. Okay, so just going to play a little more of this track, and hopefully we'll be able to sort out whatever that issue is shortly. Are you there?
You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. I joined the National Speakers Association when I decided that I wanted to speak. I wanted to be around the people that were doing what I wanted to do. I'll never forget what I saw Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. He said,
You have something special. You have greatness within you. And you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
And here I am. And the audience said, oh my goodness. I'd read The Power of Positive Thinking 17 times. My hero. And I saw him backstage and at the doctor Peale. Hi, my name is Les Brown. I've listened to your tapes and I've read your books. They gave them to us in special education, sir. And one day I would love to be on stage with you. And he looked at me and said, it's possible, young man. It's possible. It's possible, young man. It's possible. It's possible. But this man, when he spoke, he gave me goose pimples. Deep baritone voice spoke from his diaphragm. You have something special. You have greatness within you. He overrides the inner conversations in my mind. I'll never forget a gentleman, what a brilliant man, a Harvard graduate, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, a brilliant man, a brilliant man. He said, if you can determine what a man shall think, you never have to concern yourself with what he will do. If you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one. See, we live in a world where we're told more about our limitations rather than our potential. How many have ever been told that you couldn't do something? MIT did a study that if I say to you, you can't do that, that 16 people have to come along and say, you can do that, you can do that, you can do that, to neutralize that, and the 17th statement that you hear, you can do it, will be the one that will finally stick. You can.
You have something special. You have greatness within you, and you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
You can. You can do it. That's the thing that I've learned in life, and as you know this too, Sherry, you know, sometimes you're in the middle of something and things just, you know, go wrong. And we're just there talking about technology, how, you know, it's benefiting our lives, but also sometimes how it impacts us. And what a great demonstration, eh? I think technology heard us and said, yeah, I'm going to show you, you know, this is what happens. Yeah. But it's all good, and that's what we do. We get on with it, we move on with it, and that's how we deal with things. So it's all good. So thank you very much, Seal. I know you got cut off, but thank you very much for calling in. Really appreciate that. And, yep, we're now coming to the end of the show. We've only got about 6 minutes left, and Shira, I just want to say thank you very much. You've given us so much value. So, and unfortunately, obviously, through the little technical issues that we had, you know, there's a few more questions that I wanted to ask you that we may not be able to get on. But before, obviously, we get to the end, I'm sure there's many people out there who've also taken much value from tonight and may want to get in contact with you. So, first of all, how can people get hold of you?
Great, yeah, thanks for asking. So my website, for those of you interested, shiraheart.net, that's A-S-H-E-R-A, and heart is H-A-R-T.net. And I also have another website which feeds into that website. It hasn't been fully built, but there's a beautiful flash animation on it. It's unify.me, and that's uni as in universal, and phi as in phi ratio in the body. That's phi.me. So those are two great websites, and there's loads of other links from that website to different things like my YouTube channel. I've got lots of videos up there if people wanted to find out, and there's samples of the audio. And we're launching energetic massage tonight. That was one thing I wanted to mention.
And, okay, what is that?
Energetic massage is basically using the frequencies as a background and then having a beautiful guided audio from my good friend Adam Shaw, who you also know, from Walk Innovation.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, if you're out there listening, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, Adam, if you're out there. And, he's an energetic NLP trainer and therapist, and he basically is he's put together this beautiful audio, which is for head, neck and shoulder massage, or if you've got longer than 20 minutes, then you can do a lovely full body massage. And it's basically doing a visualization of the body. So for those of you who feel stressed out during your day, it's a great 20-minute tune-in with the frequencies, so you're getting that beautiful, blissful state. And also getting the benefit of
I need to jump in there. Did you just mention head, neck, shoulder and back massage? Did I just hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like you need one,
gosh.
Dude.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, please. I need one of those. Where can I get me one of those? So you're saying I can just be on the train or bus or in the middle of my client's office and just be getting a neck and shoulder massage?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah,
where
very
do I
cool.
get one of those?
Yeah, it's all under the media downloads page. So for those of you who've made a note of the website, yeah, just check out the media downloads page. There's all the information there, and the upload's going to be.
So we're saying for those out there, for all those other people out there who congested or clogged up or got those aches and pains in the back of the neck that just don't seem to go away, who would like an energy massage, what's that website again for them to go to?
It's ashiraheart.net. That's A-S-H-E-R-A. And heart, HART.net.
Okay, well, I'm going to be heading over to that website straight after this the show, and I would advise anybody out there. Also, I mean, the sound of a energetic massage neck shot. It's like, oh wow, oof, what can I say? Anyway, stay focused, Mister. Yeah. So, what else? What else? I mean, is happening. What else? So, you've given everybody your website, and I take it on there they'll be able to find your various products and possibly services that you're offering. What else? How else can anybody get in hold of you if they need to find out a bit, come for? Do you do any kind of sound therapy healing sessions for people?
Yes, I do. I am offering sessions, and if you book in a block booking, then you do get a discount, especially if you've listened to this call and you let me know. I do offer, I'm just about to put up a webinar teaching series, which is basically called Tools for 2012. That's an 8-week course, and you'll be able to get it as a video online tutorial, and that will be available probably in January. And for those of you who can't wait, there are DVDs available on the website, and there is other teaching videos on YouTube. I'm on my company is Unify, that's UNIPHI, and I'm on Facebook, so that's another great way of connecting with me. A few different options. And we've got many exciting new guided audios coming up, so if you're interested to check it out, that you can sign up to the newsletter on the website and get or sign up to the RSS feed and get regular updates that way.
Cool. All right, well, we're coming to the end of the show now. We've got less than a minute left, so all that's left for me to say is to once again say thank you very much to Ashira for joining us, and for those of you who want that website again, www.ashiraheart.net. So, yeah, just get on down there to find out a bit more about us. So thank you very much, Ashira. And for those of you, we're coming to the end of the show, but don't worry, we're going to be back here next week from 9 to 10 p.m. with another special guest who will be talking about the attitude. In the meantime, feel free to connect with me, Ade Kickback Shakoya, and you can catch me on Facebook, so just type in Ade Shakoya, that's A-D-E-S-H-O-K-O-Y-A, and you can also follow me on Twitter to find out what's happening. I'm on LinkedIn, and yeah, you know, just let's get connected. So there you have it. It's all about sound and healing. You know, we use sound all the time. Right now, you're listening to this, it's sound. So you get to know how all these things can be of great benefit, and how you tune your life in. So all that's left for me to say once again is to all of you guys out there, to everybody, thank you for listening in. Thank you for your support. And remember, it's all good. See you next week.
Hey, thanks, Addy.